This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hamas, the militant Palestinian nationalist group, said late Tuesday it had fired 130 rockets toward the Israeli city of Tel Aviv and its suburbs in a new escalation of clashes with the Jewish state. There were no immediate reports of damage. Clashes continued for a second day after unrest generated over control of Jerusalem and attempts by Jewish settlers to take over Arab-controlled communities. Schools in parts of Israel were closed on Tuesday. Israel launched more airstrikes on Gaza early Tuesday, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel before the Tel Aviv attack, killing two women. Those are the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including 9 children, have been reported killed in Gaza. This is the biggest eruption of violence between the Israelis and Palestinians in recent years. Before the latest attacks, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday he was deeply concerned about the rocket attacks on Israel. He said they should stop immediately. Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, who's in Washington to meet with Blinken, called on all sides to de-escalate and reduce tension. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the U.S. condemns the rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups. She said Biden's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people, is fundamental and will never waver. She added the current administration supports a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict. A man accused of killing 8 people in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage businesses has been indicted on murder charges. 22-year-old Robert Aaron Long was indicted on murder charges today. This is VOA News.